Good morning. It's the 27th of August. Our New Testament reading today is 1 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9. Once again, I'm going to read to you from Brother Michael Ashton's book. In the section preceding the portion I'm going to read to you, Brother Michael discusses the question of whether meat that had been offered to idols could or should be eaten. And he refers to the two schools of thought. Those who claimed to have knowledge that idols were nothing and therefore could eat, and those who had a conscience that prevented them from eating such meat. I now read. The greatest test the Corinthians could apply to the questions they were asking was found in their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul appealed to both parties, the knowledge party and the conscience party. I speak as to wise men, judge for yourselves what I say. When they broke bread and drank wine in memory of the Lord's sacrifice, they were partakers of the body and blood of Christ, of the Lord's table. Those who ate in idols' temples were partakers of the table of devils, daimonion, the Greek term used to describe the false gods, who, it was claimed, were the spirits of dead men and women. You cannot, he said, partake of the Lord's table and of the table of demons. That's verse 21. This was an answer to both groups. Fellowship with Christ is the aim, and all issues must be determined on that basis. How would Christ act in these circumstances? What would he do? And what would his brethren and sisters do if he was in their company? We should be deceiving ourselves if we thought these chapters do not apply to modern disciples. There may not be idols in the same sense as there were in the first century, but the issue was more to do with a believer's association with the world than strictly about idol worship or what to do about meat offered to idols. And in that context, the world is as pressing today as it ever was. There are a variety of different pursuits, many of them seemingly innocuous, that can attract believers and eventually draw us away from Christ. The principles applied by the Apostle to the problems in Corinth are very pertinent to all these modern situations as well. Eating in restaurants, attending concerts, engaging in sporting activities, being entertained by music, dance, or drama. All these and many more may not offend an individual's conscience, but still contain the twin dangers mentioned in Paul's letter. Through our knowledge, or lack of sensitivity, we may lead a brother or sister into situations that will eventually destroy their faith. Or we may ourselves, in a moment of weakness, be drawn away from Christ. The tests to be applied in each situation are simply stated, but not so easily answered. Before engaging in any activity in the world, it is worth asking the following questions, which are all derived from Paul's teaching. Can I offer thanks beforehand, and thus commit what I am doing to God? That's from Romans 14 and verse 6. Will it be edifying? 1 Corinthians 8 verse 1. Will it cause my brother or sister to stumble? 8 verse 11. Can I do it to the glory of God? 10 verse 31. Can I share it with my brethren and sisters as an act of fellowship? 10 21. Would I do it if the Lord Jesus was with me? The application of these questions, if faithfully undertaken, will determine how disciples will act in the many daily incidents where their standing in Christ is being tested. Challenging thoughts for all of us. Thank you for listening to me.